Welcome, WCGA listeners. You're listening to Marshall Wood, and this program is The Bigger Picture, and the particular installment, the 13-unit installment, is America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And as those of you who have been on board before know, that black and white refers to our racial demographic here in America, and my belief that it is black and white America together and what we do beginning today and into the immediate future is going to determine the outcome of America. And up front in this broadcast, I want you to know that I am on the pessimistic side of things. I have a pretty good knowledge of the Word of God, having been through it a number of times and taken some courses under some pretty significant and varied theologians. I have a wonderful personal library at home of books and materials by respected people on necessary topics, backed up with a good bit of documentation in the pages of those wonderful books. And thirdly, I have a very unique background at the grassroots level. I'm very much an average Joe, just like the next guy. But because of these unique experiences that I have had, and because of that great library, and especially because of the foundation in Scripture, I trust my understanding of what's coming more than anything else. And a lot of it grows out of my lower-level intel background in the military and things I saw as a pilot flying around the world. I do not believe America will be able to recover from the circumstance we're in. However, I'm told not to throw in the towel. As a believer, I have an obligation, and that's what this program is about. It's my obligation to speak what is impressed deeply in my spirit. We have a very significant immediate future of which people must be apprised, regardless of whether it becomes good or it declines into the dark, dark darkness that I see immediately ahead. So, what are you? You're a pessimist. Well, no, I'm not a pessimist. I know the Word of God enough that what I have read tells me that we have a tough time ahead. Jesus said, "Know the signs of the times, and to him that readeth, let him understand." There came a time, and as I've said in previous programs, it was in the 19th century when the mysteries of the apocalypse and the latter days was unlocked according to the timetable laid out, or the key laid out by Daniel 12:4. And everything that I know and see tracks with what the Bible says is going to happen. But if you put that aside, from the secular point of view and the history of the relationship of nations and what causes one nation to attack another and what has caused nations historically to dissolve into oblivion over time, cycle after cycle after cycle, with no exception, according to great historians like Toynbee and Sorokin and Spengler and I think Paul Johnson and others, it is, I believe, mathematically impossible that something very, very, very significant is about to happen. We've been told what it is, and if you glean it, as I believe I have, you'll know what's coming. So I'm sitting here with what people say, well, what are you, a pessimistic view? You know, you just shouldn't be making people upset on the radio. No, what I'm doing is doing what a watchman on the wall does. He sees the evil day coming. He sees the enemy approaching. In fact, the enemy is already here. He's in Washington, D.C., and as you know, I believe it's the Democrat Party and all their operatives. But they're here, and we have to give a warning. If we don't, and the people are overtaken, then the blood of the people is on the head of the one who understood and didn't say anything. But if you see the evil coming, as I believe I do, and sound the alarm, then the blood of the people is on their own head. But there is, just by logic, that possibility, or by the fact that God, who is sovereign and can do whatever he wants, may deliver us from this impossible situation that we are in, this impossible situation that we are in, this impossible situation that we are in. Did I say this was an impossible situation? I just want to make sure I get that across. I'm talking about what I believe is an impossible situation from which we can extract ourselves, yet I'm going on the radio at great personal expense to talk about the things which, you know, if it's all going to blow up shortly anyway, what the use, Woody? You're just a knucklehead. No, because God is sovereign, and what is coming has to be known by the general population so that, well, those who will be pushed into reading and studying and understanding that, well, maybe Marshall Wood is right, can be spared a good bit of a lot of suffering. Those that don't, you may be entirely right, and things are going to turn out great either for the Republicans or for the Democrats one way or another. But I know that what I'm going to tell you about here in just a minute on the backside of our opening prayer is, well, why I'm doing the program. Now, we begin the program with prayer, and I'm going to ask you to join me at this point as we go to our Father God and ask a blessing upon this program, that idle words will not be spoken, that this program will bear fruit, and that we can together defend the foundations of America that have made us what we are, or as Donald Trump says, make America great again. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I ask Father, I ask Abba, Daddy, to be with me as I speak these words into this microphone. I confess before you, as you know, and as the way you created me, and as others who interact with me daily know, I'm very much an average Joe. Just a plain guy, not particularly wealthy, not particularly noteworthy, but possessing some information that you have put in my heart through reading the Word of God, through reading the words of wiser people printed in books, and of the unbelievably unique circumstances that you gave me in the U.S. Air Force that enabled me to see on a global basis what is behind the affairs of this world. And in that book I wrote, it begins with 1 John 5:19 and ends with that same verse, 1 John 5:19. And I know, Father, that the world we live in is a satanic domain. We are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. But when you are with us, we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us, and even an average Joe and a little radio station of 10,000 kilowatts, broadcasting within about 40 miles from the place where the first great awakening in this country began, can actually affect the great reawakening that must happen if this nation is to survive in spite of what I think. Be with me now, Father, in the remaining moments of this segment and the four that follow. May truth be spoken and no idle words. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, Father. You know, why do I do this program? I already said I have a compulsion to do it. It costs me a lot. Nobody pays for this program. I pay for it, and I am very much an average Joe in a pocketbook. And why do we pray at the beginning? And why do I begin the prayer with, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? So let me answer those quickly. This program happens once a week on a Saturday at 10 a.m., but it is pre-recorded as much as 2 or 3 weeks in advance of the airing date. It is a difficult circumstance because what I'm talking about is a continuing conversation. What I'm talking to you about today on this program, if time permits, I'm going to flow right into program number 9 of The Bigger Picture here on WCGAM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, and I say now foundational coastal Georgia. In fact, right till we get to Program 13. Program 13 is going to be a blockbuster. It'll occur on the 25th of November. It'll be show number 13 of this series. And I'm going to wrap everything up with some very startling commentary. So I hope that you will be present to hear that show the weekend after Thanksgiving. But it's important that you listen week after week after week, because everything that I say in the week before is foundational for the week following. This is a kind of an anecdotal lecture series, if you will. And so that's why I'm making CDs available. at some point we'll announce how you can get a CD copy of all the programs that we have. But it's also both based on a book that I wrote in 2014 entitled The Bigger Picture, The War Against the Fatherhood of God and the Culture of Christ, which is what I see happening today. We are at war. It's against the culture of Christ. And all these people we're going to talk about today at length are those who are at war against Father God and those of us who are lined up behind him. I'm doing this program to say what I believe is true. It is an opinion piece, but it's based on an awful lot of background and research. And I pray because we are completely in the hands of our Father God right now. And you know, all a man's ways are right in his own eyes, but the Lord directs his steps. Well, I may be absolutely locked into the idea that what I'm saying is correct. And believe me, it is based on what I've read and experienced. However, there's that rational possibility that I'm wrong. And so when I pray, I'm asking Father God to control my words so that false impressions don't come out. But I begin with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit because these three are one, established in the Council of Nicaea 325. That is original understanding we have to have, and that it is the fatherhood of God that is preeminent over everything else. The fatherhood of God is the apex understanding of our national faith system, which is generally evangelical Protestant. This is a train of thought we're going to have the remainder of this program. I want you to come back, please, on the backside at segment 2 of program 8, and we will continue the discussion. God bless you.